Good morning, everyone. Now, I may offend some of you today, because what I'm going to talk about, a lot of people don't like to talk about. It's something that each of us has, but to our own detriment sometimes. And sometimes it controls us more than we control it. I'm going to talk about one word. It's five letters. Anger. You ever get mad? Not a one in this room that can say no to that. I got a, before I start, I'm going to give you a little story one time. I lost some friends years ago. But I made that comment to him about getting angry, and this guy's wife says, well, I never get angry at him. He looked up and says, you better not get angry at me. And I said, right there's your problem, because you're controlling her. You'd probably beat her up if she disagreed with you or got mad at you and let her know it. But I haven't seen him since. But I don't care. It's the truth. Anger. I've got some things written down here. I got to read this off because I might miss something in what I put in here. So some of this I'm going to read off to you. It's a fire, burns and consumes. It's called anger. Smoldering, flaming, at times quite hot. Anger is passion of an emotion. It may be the most passionate. But it has the power to fuel hatred and smother love. Anger itself is not bad. It's not wrong. God himself got angry. What we need to look at is the object of our anger, our motives for anger, and the outcome of our anger. Anger that is self-righteous, protects our pride or self-centered or demands its own way is dangerous. It's allowed to continue unchecked. It consumes us. Excuse me. This kind of anger seeks harm and revenge. It seeks to destroy. Thus it can lead to bitterness, hatred, emotions that can cause violent behavior and obliterate compassion and forgiveness. You stop to think about every war that this country's been in, and this is exactly what happened in some country to start it. God's anger, however, is directed against sin and unrighteousness. He blazes hot against all evil. His anger, like ours, becomes a consuming fire. But his focus is to eradicate the sin, not the sinner. Our anger often consumes others and even ourselves. God's anger burns against evil and becomes a cleansing fire. The fire of our fingers, the fire of our anger, may aggravate our sinfulness and self-righteousness. His anger burns away. Sinfulness allows the gold to emerge and makes us fit for the master's use. That's how they get gold purified. They have to burn it to get all the impurities out of it. Well, why do we get angry? Sometimes something stupid done, something stupid said. Back in Numbers, now this anger comes through the whole Bible. Now I'm going to hit some stories here that you may see, we find one that fits your mind better than this, but this is something that come to mind to me that fits this anger. Numbers 20 and 22nd chapter around verse 29. When Balaam shouts at the donkey that stopped in the middle of the road, wouldn't go on, and he raises, might as well say, cusses him out. You made me look like a fool, Balaam says. We get angry when our pride is hurt. That's what he thought was hanging there until he finally saw the angel standing in the road in front of the donkey. We can do things that makes us look like a fool. Other people do things that make us look foolish, but that's sometimes when we get angry. Genesis. God accepted Abel's offering, but not Cain's. What happened to Cain? He got very angry, rejected. Sometimes we get angry when someone else's object is acknowledged over us. I used to work when I hauled industrial machinery with a truck. We had some mechanics and people worked in the shop that had this attitude. If you did something that the boss recognized and thought was great, they come unglued. Because they weren't getting credit for doing it. Think about that. You ever had that happen to you? Book of Esther. Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman. He was a higher man of authority in the country. What happened to Haman? He was filled with rage. He sought to kill Mordecai just for that reason, because Mordecai wouldn't bow down and worship him. Think about that. Do we ever get angry over something that somebody like that has happened? Do we get angry when we don't get our way? You seen the little kids, they're playing together and one of them gets really angry because they don't get away, but 5 minutes later they forgot it and they're back playing. Adults don't do that. They hold grudges. I'm going to get even with you for that. That's the way the world works today. Anger is not the best thing that we can have. But it's there each and every day. Remember Saul? Back in 1 Samuel? He got so angry when David was put with tens of thousands and he only had thousands, it made him so angry because he was supposed to be the king and supposed to be the controller of all this stuff. He let his anger get the best of him. Do we get angry or jealous when somebody else gets praise at the workplace or they think does a better job than we did at the time? Possible. First Kings, 22nd chapter. King Israel said he was talking about, he never prophesied, the prophet, he said, he never prophesied of anything but bad news for me. Put this man in prison feeding nothing but bread and water. That reminds me of somebody like I confronted one day of doing something sinful. They got so angry with me, they were ready to fight me just over accusing them of doing something wrong. I didn't accuse them, I just told them what they were doing. But they took it as I was accusing them and picking on them. Do we ever let that happen to us? Think about it. What are the effects of anger? What can be some of the effects of anger? Remember in Genesis 27 chapter when Esau sold his blessing? He hated his brother Jacob so bad he wanted to kill him. He did kill him. No, he didn't. He got that hated, but I thought, let's see if anybody would question what I said there, but they didn't. He hated him so bad that Rebecca found out about it. And she said, Jacob away. Anger can consume us so bad it'll isolate us from everyone around. Again, in the workplace, when I worked hauling machinery, we had one guy that was always angry with everything. He didn't stay around too long because nobody would talk to him. Nobody had anything to do with him because he was always angry. Everything happened, he had an anger spot with him. David in the book of Psalms, 37th Psalm and Psalm and 8th verse says, stop your anger. Don't envy others, because it only leads to harm. Did you ever stop to think when we get angry with somebody, that's never right in God's eye? I know, I get angry. Anger produces ungodliness. It even produces an evil motive to get even with somebody. When I came home from the military, I had anger issues. I don't know if it was PTSD or what, but I had anger issues. I got angry very quick and very easily. But with God's help and my wife putting up with me, I pretty well controlled a lot of it. But it can affect your life. How people work with you, how they get along with you. I know from experience. Not a good thing. But with God's help, it can be overcome. Anger will blind us to what's good and right. Saul's jealousy, anger blinded him to the fact that he tried to kill David one time. Threw a spear at him. That's what you call uncontrolled anger. It can do that to us in our everyday walk of life. It can get a hold of us if we let it. The one of Genesis, Cain, made him so angry. He turned to kill his brother. But then you read Proverbs 15:1. You might want to read that verse. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. Anger will always lead to conflicts and arguments. A gentle answer turns away wrath. That's David in the Proverbs. Well, if you get angry, what should you learn to avoid? 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, talking about a man who'd caused trouble. Punished enough when most of you were united in your judgment against him. Now it's time to forgive him and comfort him. One of the hardest things for us to do as humans, if we got mad at somebody, is to forgive them and go on being friends with them. 90% of the people on earth will not do that. I have talked to people that had a grudge against somebody, and the guy says, well, I might forgive him, but I ain't going to forget it. You never forgive him if you don't forget it, because God don't remember our mistakes and the dumb things we do. When we pray to God to forgive him, he forgives them. He forgets them. He don't remember them. If he did, our book would be so big, this building wouldn't be big enough to hold it for each one of us, the mistakes we've made in life. But he doesn't remember. He forgets every one of them. We should have the same capabilities or work on it. Ephesians 6:4 says, if you correct your children, don't do it in the heat of anger. That might cause trouble. We all know what James 3:5 says. Tongue is a small thing, but enormous damage it can do. What we say. One of the hardest things for each of us and for me to learn is not to speak my mind when I'm angry. Because you may say something you regret later. Politicians are very good at that. David played his harp for Saul. Saul was so angry he hurled a spear at him in an attempt to kill him. That's acting on the impulse of anger. You may do something you regret. On the impulse of anger if you do something like that. Saul, I don't know if you regret it or not, but It was done in the heat of anger. Okay, now, is it ever okay to be angry? Well, John, the 2nd chapter. Jesus drove out the sheep and the oxen, scattered the money changers out of the temple. Says, get the things out of here. Don't turn my father's house into a marketplace. He was angry. But he did it in God's righteousness, in his way, for him. Back in Numbers, Phinehas, the prophet, has turned my anger away from the Israelites, but displaying passion zeal among on my behalf. Anger at sin is not appropriate but necessary. Now we all get angry at times. Not a human being on earth that does not get angry once in a while. But don't sin by letting your anger control you. Ephesians 4:26. Don't let the sun go down While you're angry, for anger give us a mighty foothold to the devil. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Matthew 5, Christ telling them, says to the Jewish people, said, you heard about the law of Moses saying, do not murder. What does he say? If you're angry with someone, you're subject to judgment of God. You will be reconciled to that person. Talk with those who you're angry with. Be able to restore your relationship. Matthew 6:14-15. You know what helps to the whole thing? Helps control our anger. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love is not irritable. It keeps no record what has been wrong. Love is probably the mightiest weapon in overcoming anger. Stop and think about that. Love for one another to help each other. You will not stay angry long. You may get angry, but you won't stay that way long. What causes God to get angry? Sinful people. Romans. God shows his anger from heaven against all sin. Wicked people who push the truth away from themselves. Deuteronomy. Do not corrupt yourselves by making idols of any kind. This is evil in the sight of your Lord and will arouse his anger. You know, the Israelite nation had idols. In India, they worshiped Buddha, which is an idol. But you know, you can make an idol out of anything you have in your life today. Easter, know a kid at my hometown I grew up in. He lived in town, didn't live out in the country. He had a beautiful black car. Polished that thing, I think, every day. But he lived on concrete, didn't get dirty in the mud, gravel roads. But he had the attitude, if you touch my car, you might scratch it off to you. One day he wanted me to go someplace with him. I said, no, I won't. Why? I might scratch your dumb car. It's the attitude of some people with their product, their property. I made an idol out of his car. I like to keep cars looking nice, but the car is to get me here to there and back again. God cannot wink at or tolerate sin. Sin is a violation of his righteousness and his demand for holy living and judgment upon you. Back in the book of Judges, when the Israelites abandoned the Lord, what did that do? Made the Lord burn with anger against Israel. You ever stop and think what our sin may do today to God? It may burn him with anger. Discipline is not designed to destroy, but to correct and redirect your attitude. One of the greatest things to stop the Lord being angry with you is humility. 2 Chronicles, Rehoboam humbled himself before the Lord's anger, turned aside, humility quenched God's burning anger. So whatever you do, if you're angry, do something to correct it. Solve the problem. Because Psalms 30 and 5, the Lord says, His anger lasts for a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime if we follow Him. That's the part you want to look at. God's favor lasts a lifetime rather than being angry. Psalms 103:8. Remember, God's slow to get angry with us. You know, that's one nice thing about it. He didn't get angry quick like we do. He's slow to get angry. Very slow. Otherwise, why would he be let all this earth stand as long as it had with all the sinful people that doesn't follow him on it? He has to be slow to anger. How many years did it take Noah to build the ark? Slow with anger to all them people before he destroyed it with water? A long while. He's very slow with his anger. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Something that I need to work on learning, and I think all of us can take a little bit of from that. I don't know about you, but for me, one of the biggest, nicest things and greatest things in life, help control anger and how you think and what you do, is take a walk with the Lord. We don't have, you can, if you live in town, you can go take a park, go take a walk in the city park or someplace. Just take a walk, get out with nature. Live out in the country, you can get out with the birds and everything and listen to them, watch them. I'm going to leave you, before we offer a gospel invitation, I'm going to leave you with a poem to think about. What you can do, how simple it is. To me, the quickest way and the easiest way to get over anger and problems is to take a walk with the Lord. I don't care what time of day or night. But I'm going to read you a short poem here and leave it to think about what the Lord will do with you. Mid the dew of early morn, I took a morning walk. Along with me, I took a friend, for I felt a need to talk. I unburdened both my heart and soul. I spoke many things. Plans gone wrong, failures, pain, and how to live with shattered dreams. My friend just listened quietly and uttered not a word. For it was his time to listen, my time to be heard. His sympathetic ear brought a peace as we walked this earthly sod. I learned to trust life again. On my morning walk with God. Think about that. As you conduct your life this coming week and for the next year, the shoulder to lean on that can overcome anger issues. Because He's there. Each and every day for each of us to lean on. If you feel today that you're outside of His comforting arm and you need to become a child of His, now is the time. Because tomorrow might be too late. We don't know how long we'll be on this earth. None of us might be here tomorrow. We don't know. God is the only one that knows. So whatever your heart desire is, if you feel you need to correct yourselves and talk to him about some stumbling you may have done in life, now is the time to come to him with that. So whatever your heart desire is, if you need to come forward and talk to him, do that as we stand and sing the song of Marcus Joseph.